October 10, 1911. Jesus draws her to do his will. I feel I am dying with grief, and I keep repeating my refrain, so very often, poor brothers of mine, poor brothers of mine. Jesus has increased my grief by letting me see the tragedy of war. How much blood it seemed was being shed, and will be shed. Jesus seemed inexorable, and said, I cannot take any more, I want to finish with it, and you will do my will, won't you? Certainly, as you wish. But can I ever forget that these are your children, who have come out of your very hands? And Jesus, but these children make me suffer very much, and they not only want to kill their own father, but they want to make themselves their own murderers. If you knew how much they make me suffer, you would conform to me. And as he was saying this, he seemed to bind my hands, and he clasped me so to himself, and I felt so transformed in his will, as to lose the strength to do violence to him. Then he added, I like it this way, all in my will. On seeing my inability and also the tragedy, I burst into crying, and I said, My Jesus, what shall they do? There are no means to save them, save at least their souls. Who will be able to resist? At least take me first. And Jesus, you see? If you continue crying, I go away and I'll leave you alone, you too want to afflict me. I will save all those who are disposed, therefore do not cry. I will give you their souls, be content. Should I perhaps no longer take you to heaven, that you afflict yourself so much? Do you know that I won't take you? And since I continued to cry, Jesus seemed to withdraw, and I had to shout loudly, saying to him, Jesus, don't leave me, for I am not crying anymore.